BlogTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
Hey, yo, you know what? Hey, speak English. I don't speak that stuff. What you saying, huh?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Believe me, gentlemen, it will be glorious.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Suck on that, dude, it hurt.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
The Omega.
Now shut the fuck up and let me do my job.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Hey guys, I'm good. Ha ha! I made it through. You can untie me now.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I ain't got a good brain.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What the hell does that even mean?
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
What you getting at with the book? Spit that shit out, man!
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, everybody. This is Biff Naked. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
It's WTR Sunday Night.
Wow. The insecurity level with you guys is ridiculous.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's a non-pay-per-view weekend. We're here. We're live. We're talking wrestling. Oh, yeah. I'm Soraka, and joined up, as always, by Keishi Matsunaga.
I mean, not always, but for the time being. Yay!
Yay! And the one and only, Tim Stein.
Is this where I'm allowed to talk now?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
You can talk now.
I didn't want to step on anybody's toes or shit.
Well, I really would hope that you don't want to step on anybody's shit, man.
Well, I definitely don't want to step in shit, but I've been known to get into shit once in a blue moon.
By the way, thanks, Matt. I put a lot of work into that intro.
Yeah, piss off. I make the intros, fucker, giving other people credit. What the hell?
Yeah, when it comes to this show, it's Tim's job.
Yeah, I make the intros, and I have a lot of fun doing it. It's a lot of work. You know, sometimes I got to stay up till 4, 5 in the afternoon, ice packs on my head the whole bit, trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to put together this week. Tropic Thunder. If you haven't seen the movie, check it out. It's stupid funny.
When did that movie actually come out?
2009.
Okay.
Yeah, starring Ben Stiller, Matthew McConaughey, Jack Black, and a cameo by Tom Cruise, and you'll never know it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You saw it, haven't you, Casey?
Of course I have.
Yeah,
that movie was funny.
Here you go. It was a good movie. It was a funny movie.
Yeah, it's a solid movie.
Okay, you saw it then.
Yeah, back in 2009. I was like trying to remember when it actually came out.
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah.
Are you going to Google it to make sure I'm right and not lying?
No, because I don't care. I don't care that much.
Well, I don't know. It's only been out for like 11 years. If we talk about it, is it still considered a spoiler?
No.
Okay, but then let's spend the whole night talking about it.
No, at least your movies are getting more current than they have been, so that's
a little bit. Well, you know, I'm constrained by what I can find on the internet, but anyway. There you go. Yeah, officially welcome to another edition, WTR Sunday Night, everybody, Wrestle Talk Radio, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and of course, streaming on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv/WTR Live. Get into the chat room. We get communicative with you in chat. We will chat back and forth if you have something you want to say or ask or whatever. We'll do it. As always, we're brought to you, yet one more time by, manscaped.com. Complete line of men's personal grooming supplies, including the lawnmower 3.0, ball toner, body wash, nail grooming kits, and more!
And more? Wow.
A lot more!
Wow.
Do you know, I got a pair of boxer briefs.
Oh, those are comfy.
Those are the most comfy, men's underwear. The boxer briefs you can get from Manscaped are just about the most comfy you've ever worn. Take it from a guy who wears his.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, here it is. We got a promotional period going on and we'd love for you to take advantage of it. I got you. Just head over to manscaped.com, place your order, use the promo code WTRLive. You'll get 20% off your order. But that's not all, Casey.
Well, what else is there, Tim?
You also get free shipping.
Oh, free shipping anywhere?
Anywhere that they ship. I'm talking about, hey, if you live in the United States, if you live in Canada, if you live in Australia, put another shrimp on the babby, but older, and, you know, like the United Kingdom.
Nice.
Where they don't know anything about shrimps or Barbies, unless they're married to guys named Ken.
Yeah, bad and that's 20% off everything on the site, right?
Absolutely. Anything and everything you order, 20% off. Just use the promo code WTRLive. Free shipping included in this offer. Manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. In addition to that special lady friend.
Yeah. So you're like, if you're saying like, because I enjoy the boxer briefs that I got with my Manscaped package so well and I wanted to get some more, I could save 20% and get free shipping.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I've only been saying this for the entire promo. Yeah, it's a commercial, but it's a commercial for Manscaped.com. So, you know what? Christmas is coming up. This will make an ideal gift. And it's not just, you know, grooming stuff for your junk, guys. You can get nail trimmers. You can get nose hair trimmers. A whole range of, manscaping stuff. you know, professional wrestlers have to be baby smooth, and a lot of our professional wrestler friends, Casey included, because he's a professional wrestler, the products from Manscaped.
Is he really a professional wrestler, or is he sort of a professional wrestler?
No, okay, well let me.
What's
let me,
the difference?
I don't know. Get paid more money.
He was actually trained. He's not backyard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
I've got connections.
I was trained at a school in a ring, and I do receive monetary compensation for the work that I do in the ring at shows.
Well, you know, we call you professional wrestler, but like, I like to think of you as the professional jobber.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go based on wins and losses, I'm really good at putting the boys over.
There you go. Yeah. You're the you're the Natty Neidhart of the local indie scene.
I mean, yeah, I'll take that. That's a compliment. I'll take that compliment.
People might think it's backhanded, but I just paid Casey a huge fucking compliment.
Team chat is right. Someone has to do it. And I am that man.
This is absolutely true. So anyway, just to wrap up the promo, because this is a promo, the promo period, go to manscaped.com, place your order, type in the, promo code WTRLive. You'll get 20% off of your order. You'll also get free shipping. And, Casey, how long did you have to wait for your shit?
I ordered on a Tuesday and it came on a Friday, and that's coming from someone who lives in Canada where shipping usually takes much longer than that. So like, and that was like, I ordered Tuesday evening. So really it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 full days.
Well, no, 2.5 because you got it on Friday.
Yeah, but I got it on Friday at like 5 o'clock.
Well, it's still.
Yeah.
That's like half the day because you don't
2.75.
Yeah. You don't count the first part or the last part.
No.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So if you guys get the idea that we want you to go to manscaped.com, use the promo code WTRLive to get 20% off and free shipping, then you've got the right idea.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what they call a hashtag ad.
Hashtag ad. And there you go. There it is on the Twitch.
Now it's time for quick hits.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel answers rapid-fire questions. Step up to the plate for some WrestleTalk Radio quick hits.
Alright, gents, what wrestler would you not want to be stuck in an elevator with? We'll start with you, Casey.
Any wrestler that is claustrophobic.
That would put you beside yourself.
I'm not claustrophobic.
Exactly, that would put you beside yourself in the elevator.
Oh, sorry. Any wrestler who is claustrophobic, now I understand.
yeah, you know what? Do what I'm doing. Pour yourself a glass of rye whiskey and have another drink, buddy.
Do you think that would make me more or less coherent?
Could you get any less coherent?
Yes, if I started drinking rye whiskey.
Oh, well then switch to Coors Light.
Yes, no, claustrophobic people in elevators, wrestlers, non-wrestlers alike, or like large people.
How about a name?
Andre the Giant.
There I was go. About to say, can we accept that as an answer, judges?
No, we need it.
Womp, womp, womp.
I would not like to be stuck in an elevator with Andre the Giant.
Okay, Tim?
Randy Orton.
Why?
Just because of all of the shit that he's been guilty of over his entire career, some of the crap that he's pulled, and word has it, he's not the nicest person away from the ring.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to find out.
You still want to find out. Okay, nope. Good answer. All right, what is the least effective finish in wrestling, Casey?
I'm trying to think of ones that are overused now.
There are many.
Yeah, that's why it's hard to narrow it down. And I'm sure that if I said any finish that is overused is not really a good answer.
This came to me while watching SmackDown on Friday.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with like when the finishes that they have to matches where they like don't actually tell you that there was like a double disqualification or no contest. They're just like the guys fight to the back and then they just move on and don't actually tell you what the result of the match is. That is my least effective finish.
Okay, that's a good one, Tim.
That was a little vague. Thank you very much for that. Me, I'm thinking the full Nelson, tapping out to the full Nelson.
Not exactly what I wasn't thinking finishing move on that one, but.
Yeah, no, I know, I was being cute.
Were you though? Were you?
No, maybe not. You know, some people think I'm cute. It's true. I've got proof, and it's on Twitter. Go look. You can find me at Flames Forums.
Way to just plug your Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio.
Absolutely. No. The least effective finish is one that absolutely goes nowhere, like a double DQ for no fucking reason. There's got to be a reason. Any kind of a booked finish that does not develop into a storyline down the road. Or is because of the middle of a storyline. And we have seen this even once is too many times.
Mm-hmm. Not the blindside schoolboy roll-up distraction finish. Because that doesn't get anyone over, ever. And it's overdone, too.
Well, you know, just almost any non-finish finish booked can be considered the least effective. Mm-hmm. If it's not utilized correctly. Speaking of somebody... You know, as a booker. For a guy like Casey, it doesn't matter worth beans. He's told what to do, he goes out and does it. Okay, here's your paycheck. See ya.
Wow, I mean, yeah, that's because I don't have any clout to argue against it.
Wouldn't you love to have clout?
Sometimes.
Doesn't clout sound like something you get when you're backed up?
No, clogged. Oh. Clogged is clogged. The word that I think of.
Well, clogged clout, isn't that somewhat similar?
No.
No, but yeah, the distraction schoolboy is definitely overused.
Yeah.
All right. What is more iconic, the gong or the glass break?
Casey.
That's tough because like the gong, it doesn't matter. Like from, 20 years from now, that gong will go off and I will get goosebumps. I don't care where I am, what I'm doing. If I hear the gong from that Undertaker entrance, goosebumps. But at the same time, if I hear that Stone Cold glass break, I know that it's about to go down. Mm-hmm. That's tough. That's close, but I'm gonna go with the gong just based on like longevity and like the like physical reaction that I get when I hear it.
All right, Tim.
Unfair comparison. Just the fact that if you say to a wrestling fan, the gong, or the breaking glass, and they know immediately what you're talking about. This is apples and oranges because they are both, right there, as far as being iconic. Seriously, they really are. The difference again, you said it, the gong, you're going to get goosebumps 20 years from now. You got goosebumps the first time you heard it. You got goosebumps every year at WrestleMania for how many years? However, the breaking glass hasn't been around as long because of the fact that Austin walked out in the middle of a show. and never came back.
Well, he did come back, but.
Well, you know what I mean. His run was a fraction of The Undertaker's, and you've got this written as a comparison to The Gong. So in a sense, in a way, the breaking glass is more iconic in one way, and in another way, The Gong is. So this is why I'm saying it's an unfair comparison. You can't really decidedly pick one over the other. Either answer is correct. It doesn't matter what you pick.
But which is your answer?
Gun to your head, Tim.
Yeah. Well, again, like you were saying, The Gong, Goosebumps with the breaking glass, all of a sudden you're programmed to have that adrenaline rush even before he comes swaggering out.
Pick one, Tim.
You know, and I can't pick one. Really can't.
Pick one.
Gun to my head. I just...
Flip a coin, Tim. Flip a coin.
Okay, Rock, you want to flip the coin for me?
Do the coin command in chat.
Hang on a second.
That's exclamation point coin.
Exclamation point coin. I'm typing it in. Ready? Heads, Taker, tails, Austin. It only counts if I do it. Smarten up, Matt.
Yeah, do it.
I gotta do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Okay, what did I say? Heads, Taker, tails, Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Austin.
Huh. So every time this question has been asked, it's been 50-50. One person went Taker, one person went Austin. Same here.
See? Told you.
Alright, that's quick hits. It's now time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest. Stop us
now! We got Tough Enough alum Jackie Gata and Mae Young. Up first in the all-time greatest female character, Keishi.
I'm going to go with Mae Young.
Okay. Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mae Young or Jackie Gata.
One or the other? You said or.
I said over.
Sound like or.
No. Okay. Mae Young over Jackie Gata.
Okay. Yeah, man. Mae Young tough as nails.
But Jackie Gata can do a bulldog. All right. Bull Nakano. Ashley Massaro. Tim?
Ooh. Yeah, no, Keishi, you're going first.
No, Tim. What? Tim's going first. I said Tim.
No. Keishi's going first.
No, all Tim. Right. Tim.
That's
Mike
fine.
Show, Keishi's going first.
That's fine. I'm going to go with Bull Nakano.
Okay. Any reason why?
50% because she's Japanese and 50% because she is a badass.
Okay. Tim.
No. Okay, 100% because she's a badass. Bull.
Okay. All right. Got Miss Jacqueline or Chelsea Green, Keishi.
Oh, man. We're talking about, like, Miss Jacqueline, like,
yeah.
From Texas, like,
yeah.
Like, beat the crap out of people.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Jacqueline.
Tim?
Read the chat there.
Miss Jacqueline or Chelsea Green.
Yeah, Miss Jacqueline.
Okay. Tennille Dashwood. Or Riho.
Oh, God.
Or who?
Riho.
Ooh.
Former AEW Women's Champion, Keishi.
I'm going to go with Tennille Dashwood.
Reason?
Mostly because I've seen more of Tennille Dashwood's work.
Okay, good reason. Tim?
Yeah, Riho, because I've seen more of Tennille Dashwood's work.
Let's go Riho.
You're the tiebreaker, Rock.
Let's go Riho. Her work in AEW's been really good.
Yeah, it is good.
Comes but, across as a badder ass than Emma.
Yeah.
She's really tiny though. Like, I mean,
Riho?
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're hearing feedback.
TNT comes in a small package.
That's true.
Tim, we're hearing ourselves coming back from you.
I don't know why. I haven't touched nothing.
I don't know. I'm hearing on speakers. Someone's speakers.
Yeah.
Anyway, a couple more. Nicole Bass versus Dr. Britt Baker. DMD.
Oh.
Keishi?
Britt Baker.
Why?
Because I've seen more of her work. in reality, I don't know. I like Britt Baker's work as a heel.
I think she's doing
a really good job.
Yeah. Not sure about the interview segment yet, but.
I mean, at least they're being smart and they're workshopping it on Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, half points for that.
Tim?
Nicole Bass is scary, but not in the right way.
So you're going with the doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, and one last one. The Nitro Girls or Maryse?
Oh, come on.
What?
How do I do the coin thing?
Exclamation point coin.
No, I'm gonna give it to Maryse because she actually wrestled.
Okay, Tim?
You know, the Nitro Girls, all they did was they came out and they were basically cheerleaders for the commercial breaks and shit. Honestly, they don't belong on this list. So by default, it's Maryse.
But they were characters. I mean, late WCW, they were used beyond just dancers. They were actual characters.
Yeah, but still.
No, not still. One was in the Filthy Animals. We got Stacy Keibler out of the Nitro Girls, you know?
Yeah, but still.
By the way, speaking of Maryse, you can check out the Rock Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Now available at RockRadioShow.com. But that's the all-time greatest for this week. Let's go to break, Tim.
That is. Hey, everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for joining us. Coming up on the other side of this commercial break, we've got Roundtable, and we got a question and shit like that, and we're going to be talking about stuff. What we're going to be talking about, I don't know. I'm not paying attention because I'm busy drinking rye whiskey all night long. Tune in to see if I'm drunk at the end of the commercial. We'll be back right after this.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, it is the experience known as The Rack.
Hey, we love to say poop. I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, Sue.
We need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have a thumbs up on boobs or a thumbs down.
Boobs are okay.
Any standards and practices, people here? Is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop?
That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This Saturday. It's a decade. Plus three. Join us as we celebrate our history.
We have penis against tonsil tickler.
What was the first one again?
Penis.
Ooh. Hold on, Zoe, you cut out there, Jobs. What did you just say?
Tonsil tickler.
Celebrate our legacy.
Rob, these are things people need to know. This is important WTR stuff. You're going to look back one day, and we are going to say, on the historic episode of TV Radio, the word penis was mentioned 367 times, setting a WTR record for holy fuck, why would you talk about a penis that much?
It's a decade, plus three, of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night. CB Radio. This Saturday night streaming live at midnight-ish Eastern Time. At wildtalkradio.com. cbradiolive.com and twitch.tv/WTR live.
Penis.
Maywood, Maywood.
Okay. Let's stop me making an ass of myself. But isn't that what I do best? Make an ass of myself?
Hey everybody, this is Joseph Falk from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Cool, and welcome back to
Welcome back, WTR Live, Russ Talk Radio Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Glad that you can join us. Tonight's show, as always, is brought to you by Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com, use promo code WTR Live, save yourself 20% on anything that you order, and you'll also get free shipping, like the Lawnmower 3.0, the Ball Toner Body Wash, Nail Grooming Kit, and more. Right now, free shipping anywhere in the U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia. Hey, guys, your balls will thank you. Was that late coming in?
Just a tad.
I'm sorry. The mic must have been muted.
I think it's because you're drinking a little too much tonight, Tim. You're not paying attention.
Oh, what? You're telling people I'm drinking now. You're like accusing me of being a drinker or something.
Well, you told people you were drinking, Tim.
I did that?
Yeah. Yep.
Shit, I must be drinking. Hey, there's nothing better than a rye neat.
Yes.
It's better than a rye messy.
Is it though?
Have you ever had a messy rye?
I mean, I don't know. What's a messy rye?
I have no fucking idea. You brought it up.
That's why I was asking you, cause I don't know.
I like a glass of rye now and then, but I am not the hardcore drinker that Rock is. I know that much.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, that water and Pepsi, that'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yes, kids, I'm having a rye. As a matter of fact, some of you who do have occasion to tipple might know the brand.
What's the brand, Tim?
Royal Reserve. Mm. One of the finer Canadian rye whiskeys out there, available at your local liquor store. Unless they don't carry it, then it's not available, is it?
Which is usually not that often. Most places carry the Royal Reserve.
Well, it's one of the best selling. Really fucking better if they want to make money. I'm just saying.
With that,
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
Earlier this week, JBL made this comment. I think the thing that has impressed me by far in anything I've seen in the last 20 years is Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns to me is the most compelling character I've seen on television in 20 years. It's unbelievable how good of a character he is. The way it's just transitioned and becoming this head of the table, I'm a huge fan. Which leads to this question for you guys to debate. Is Roman Reigns the most compelling character in wrestling in the last 20 years? If not, who is?
The last 20 years being from, like, the year 2000 to now, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that would be the...
That would be 20 years.
That would be 20 years.
Oh, my high school math.
That... No, I don't think so. I do not agree with that statement.
It is a strong statement to make in, for saying 20 years.
20 years, absolutely. I mean, did his transition to the head of the table, was it good? Absolutely. Was it compelling? Absolutely. But most compelling over the last 20 years? I strongly disagree with that statement.
Especially since it's been 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 months and 20 years. That's a big stretch.
What a ratio that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
240 months to two.
What do you think of the first part of the question, Tim? Is he?
Roman Reigns is not the most compelling character in the last 20 years. In the last 2 months? Okay, maybe. But that's the story right now. He's Vince's boy. He's been Vince's boy since before he went back for a second round of chemo thanks to that dreaded leukemia. But they have finally done with him what we have been screaming for them to do since the Shield broke up and he went on his own. And that's be that nasty, show up, kick ass, pick up your paycheck and go home, which is the next t-shirt, by the way.
So let's think about 20 years for a moment. There's been a lot of compelling characters. We've seen the return of The Undertaker in many forms that's where the start of the American Badass came from.
Yep.
We've seen the rise of Randy Orton, John Cena in that 20 years. Hell,
Kurt Angle.
Yeah. JBL yep. even became JBL in those 20 years.
Yeah.
Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, Eddie. That's funny. Last night I was watching the tribute video that I made for him.
Yeah. Shawn Michaels, his big return. Triple H was in his prime.
Yep.
These are all compelling characters. But Roman Reigns, far and above.
He's got a long way to go to be, he does have a long way to go to be listed in that class of compelling characters that we all just listed off.
Ash, we said compelling characters.
Yeah, we said... You can find Anubis Ash as Wanzer fan on Twitter. Give him shit there, too.
So, who do you guys think actually is? Also, I'm being screamed at. Bray Wyatt was also a compelling character in this period of time.
Oh, sorry, Lindsay. He did not mean to forget to mention Bray Wyatt. What does she call him? Snuggle Muffins or whatever?
Boo Boo.
Oh, that's it.
Boo Boo.
Same thing.
Is Snuggle Muffins? That's another topic for another story. Casey, who is the most compelling character in the last 20 years?
It's a CB radio topic.
Here's the thing, WCW was dead 20 years in that period. So who is it, Casey?
I don't know, man. That's a tough call. There have been a lot, like...
Alright, give me a few names that come to mind.
I'm a big Chris Jericho fan, and he did tons of stuff from 2000 to 2020.
Yeah, tons. Rock, sorry. Rock, she didn't scream it at you, stated it.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Okay. I just, cause you had to point that out. Mm-hmm.
He did that like suit wearing, slow, quiet talking heel. That was good. CM Punk was pretty compelling in his time, especially with his little pipe bomb promo. That got a lot of people talking. Man, that's tough. Like you said, Undertaker, like the birth of the American, like the Undertaker has managed to stay relevant. He stayed relevant through his entire career. Eddie Guerrero, the way that he, transitioned from a cruiserweight in WCW to like a main event world champion winning at WrestleMania. Like that's huge.
Beating the beast.
Exactly. And the kind of stuff that he did with his like lie, cheat and steal persona, doing the fake chair shots and all kinds of stuff. Like that was a great character. It's too hard to pick one person over 20 years. It's especially in the 20 years that we're talking about right now.
Okay, Casey, your words, gun to your head, pick somebody.
I'm
going to give him a minute because there's a name we're all forgetting. Dominic Mysterio. because we saw him as a young child, we were all captivated by him. And
the
now,
Dominic on a pole match? Come on.
I mean, we were so captivated by it, right? And now he's all grown. It's been
Brock,
20 years.
Get off.
That was just buying time. Anyway,
absolutely terrible. That's, you know what? You drive me to drink.
Yeah, because that's hard.
Don't worry about it. I'll call Uber.
He drives you to drink like a steep hill drives a soapbox car, Tim.
Like I said, don't worry about it. I'll call Uber. Run into Stuber.
All right, Casey, come on.
I'm gonna pick Chris Jericho just because of like how many things, like how he manages to, he changes what his character is on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
and he still manages to stay compelling. So that's what I'm gonna go with.
Tim?
Well, you could pick The Undertaker, but I wouldn't call him the most compelling. Durable, with the most longevity, all this other shit. Yeah, but in the last 20 years, there's only one name that hits me, and people are gonna get pissed off. One or two might agree with me, and one or two are gonna say fuck you, Tim Stein.
Fuck you, Tim Stein.
There you go. Brock Lesnar is the most compelling wrestler in the last 20 years.
Explain yourself.
Consistent. He's never changed his character. He's polarizing. You love him or you hate him. He puts butts in seats every time he shows up. When he's not there defending the title, people are talking about him. When he's there defending the title, people are talking about him. He's not got a contract with WWE. It expired last summer. And people were saying, watch, Brock Lesnar is showing up at the end of the pay-per-view. And everybody is absolutely convinced this Roman Reigns run is going to wind up ending with the return of Brock Lesnar.
That's the first person I've heard say it's going to end up with Brock Lesnar.
Well, I've heard it a few times, but you can call Lesnar a steroid freak. It doesn't matter. The thing about it is, he's the most compelling over the last 20 years. Because he's the most polarizing, and people love to hate him or they love to love him. And guys like Anubis Ash in the chat room is calling him a steroid freak like Scott Steiner. At least he doesn't try to do math like Scott Steiner. Show up, kick ass, leave. Isn't that what his t-shirt said?
No, I think it was eat. Sleep.
Conquer. Repeat.
Conquer. Repeat.
Yeah, eat, sleep, conquer, repeat. Same fucking idea. But that's the thing. He never needed to change his character to keep himself fresh. He never grew stale. And part of that reason was because he's a part-time wrestler. However, he's got full-time heat. And he has for the last 20 years. And it all started with him picking up the ball and going home. Because he got tired of wrestling despite the fact he walked out on a 12-year contract.
Question though, would he be as compelling if he was never put together with Paul Heyman?
No, because Paul Heyman was the one who sort of broke him out of the mold.
Well, so Paul Heyman was with Brock Lesnar practically from the beginning, more or less.
Yeah, so I'm saying if it wasn't for Paul Heyman, if Paul Heyman was never got together with Brock Lesnar, would Brock Lesnar be the compelling character? Or would it be safe to say that the most compelling character would be Paul Heyman?
You see, we've been assuming that the question had to do with wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
The most compelling non-wrestler character in the history of professional wrestling, a solid number two, is Paul Heyman. And I say he's a solid number two because, let's face it, there's nobody more compelling than Vince. Just the way it is.
Yeah, that's fair. So, like, I wouldn't necessarily agree that Brock Lesnar is the most compelling character of the last 20 years. I would say that it would be Paul Heyman, because if there was no Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar wouldn't be able to do what he's doing now.
Well, okay, there, I gave you the qualification, the most compelling wrestler versus the most compelling non-wrestling character.
Yeah, okay. But then...
So, it's wrestler, Lesnar. Non-wrestling character, Heyman. If the guy only knew how to balance books, we'd probably be watching ECW every Monday night instead of Raw.
That is entirely possible.
Paul E. Dangerously.
There you go. That would be the round table. The fancy dancy round table.
With no intro.
No, it was there.
No, that's the no intro intro. Doesn't count.
Oh, okay. So the non-counting intro.
Well, you know what Rush says. If you choose not to decide, you've still made a choice.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, isn't that compelling? Hey, Rock! Question for you.
Yes.
When is the next NXT TakeOver?
Next Sunday.
You know what that means?
What?
Next Sunday night, The Rack is invading my space and actually doing a TakeOver review show next Sunday night instead of Wrestle Talk Radio.
Yeah, because they took the shows off of Saturdays and kind of screwed up my entire schedule, so yeah.
Just messed things right up for you, didn't it?
It did.
I'll tell you. Yeah, but hey, before that even happens, tomorrow night, immediately following Rod's the post show.
Yeah, Raw post show tomorrow night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Either talk wrestling or me bitching about the Eagles. Tune in and find out, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Knowing you, it's going to be, and your football team, it'll be both.
Yeah, because they play tomorrow night. Against Raw.
Yeah, who's playing?
The Seahawks.
Hey, last I saw before the webcast went live, Green Bay was kicking ass. Do you know if they won?
It's 41-10 at the moment.
Oh, it's not over and it's 41-10. Go, Packers, go.
Let's keep going, Tim.
I can't. I've got the hiccups.
Thursday night, it's another edition of The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern. You can check out The Rack Extra with Rob Schomburger available now. You can check out all the episodes of The Rack Extra, Ms. and Mrs. now available. But we'll be previewing NXT TakeOver this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on The Rack. I guess he still has the hiccups. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's a decade plus three. Do math. You can figure it out. CBRadioLive.com, Green the Great Debate.
Hey, wait a minute. CB Radio Live, this Saturday night, aren't they on the 14th floor? I'm waiting for you to figure that one out. Come on.
Keep going, Tim. Just shaking my head.
CB Radio on the 14th floor, a decade plus three. Jeez, people, come on. Work with me here. Oy vey.
He's Jewish. Got him on the record. He said oy vey.
Just because it said oy vey doesn't mean I'm Jewish. I mean, I could say konnichiwa. It doesn't make me Japanese, does it, Keishi?
No.
It doesn't make you Japanese either.
No, not to the Japanese, it doesn't.
I don't care what anybody says, brother. You're Canadian.
Yep. Because if I went over there and I spoke Japanese, they'd be like, oh, look at the foreigner trying so hard. Good for you.
Oh, could you imagine, though, however, going over to Japan and having somebody just come up and start talking to you? Because you know they're going to just talk to you in Japanese.
Yeah, but I would just immediately, like, respond with perfect English.
Oh, so sorry. No speak Japanese.
Yep, pretty much.
Was that racist?
Not if you're broad with it. Also, you're stating a fact.
There you go.
Speak Japanese.
You can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, and Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Hey, I'm on Twitter too. You can follow me at Flames Forums just for anything like posting tonight's dinner, which was really good Southern style inspired. Or I'll talk sports, or I'll just say silly stuff, or whatever. That's at Flames Forums. If you want to get serious political and look the fuck out, what has he been smoking this week? Follow me at Voicing Sanity. Getting back to pictures of tonight's dinner, more food talk at Man Kitchen TV.
Keishi.
You can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. I try to remember to post things on Twitter, but I'm really bad at it, but I am trying.
You can follow TJ Omega on the Twitters at TJ Omega, YouTube, TJOmega.net. It's the Plastic Addict on Instagram and Facebook. He also is at twitch.tv/TJOmega. You can use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop with the brand new season coming up on Wednesday. Use the code ROCKINSOCK, #ad, #EpicPartner. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you can support the channel by hitting that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also, Tim, go to manscaped.com and use code WTRLive to save 20% off and get free shipping till the end of the month.
Oh, hey, you know, that's valid in Australia, the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. And even England.
But this is where you say goodnight.
Everybody, hope you have yourselves a great week. Make sure that you tune in next Sunday night for the Rack Extra, reviewing, NXT TakeOver. We're going to take the week off. Casey and I are going to go and, find some snow to get into a snowball fight with each other. That being said, have yourselves a great time and we'll catch you next time we're live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.